With us on the phone now is Janet Clements of Wilmette, Illinois.
Our family was taking a vacation on an island in the Gulf of Mexico over the Easter weekend several years ago. One day as we were on the island, we went to the beach, and it was a bit blustery as we found a place on the shore to put our towels and enjoy the view and the sun. Our teenage son decided to go into the water, even though no one else was in at the time. And I was watching him very carefully. He'd gone out a ways and was diving in and out of the rolling surf when I noticed that he'd not come up for a very long time. Not seeing him above the water, I asked my husband to go into the water to find our son. He immediately ran down and into the water and found our son and safely pulled him over to the beach. And at that moment, he was unconscious and not breathing. We immediately began praying for him, as we've always done for our children in times of emergency, prayerfully reaching out to God and affirming that they were God's children, safe in his care. I decided to run down the beach up to our hotel room to call for help from a Christian Science practitioner. I had a little distance to go, and as I was running along the beach, I thought of the Shunammite woman in the Bible who ran to Elijah to get help for her son who had died. When she came to Elijah, he asked her how the child was, and her answer was, "It is well." He, however, saw her grief, knew that there was something wrong, and took steps to care for the child. And through his prayer, the child was revived. He was healed. The Shunammite woman's love for God, for life, and for her son, to see him only as well, as living, inspired me as I ran down the beach to have that same absolute conviction that all was well with my son. And as I was running, I thought about the resurrection and what it really meant, and how, to me, it illustrated Christ Jesus' understanding of life as God, and that through the resurrection, he proved this force of life, our God, as supreme, a law of life of God that overcomes death and perpetuates spiritual individuality. And this law of divine life, as demonstrated by Jesus, really made null and void all other material laws regarding life. And I remember Paul says, "The law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death." This law of life was present and in operation, and it brings freedom from death. I really acknowledged as I was running God to be the life of our son and really of all mankind. When I got up to the hotel room and reached the practitioner by telephone, her message to me was very simple, and it was a quote from the Bible: "His life is in him." This is a Bible verse from the account when Paul was preaching, a young man, Eutychus, fell asleep, and he fell down from a high loft and was taken up dead. But Paul embraced him and said, "His life is in him," and the boy was revived. So this message to me really was twofold. His life is in him, I took to mean that my son's life was in God, safe, spiritual, perfect. And also, I saw that my son, as the child of God, the expression of life, that that expression was also present and intact. So eternal life, God, and its expression were present right there. And I went down, ran back down the beach, and saw that our son was breathing normally now, but he was still unconscious. A crowd of people, as well as an emergency medical team, were on hand, and they examined the boy, and they felt that complications would set in during the next 24 hours that would threaten his very life. So they urged us to have him flown to the mainland to a hospital. But my husband explained to them that our son was having Christian Science treatment, even as they spoke, and that it was this treatment and this treatment alone that had revived the boy so that he was breathing normally by the time the medical team had arrived. And because of the effective proof of that Christian Science treatment, we felt it wasn't necessary, really, to have our boy flown to the hospital. But to care for the medical team's concern, we agreed to have a doctor come to our hotel room to check the boy's progress for the next 24 hours. Then we stepped aside for a moment from the urging of the crowd and from the roar of the medical helicopter that was hovering above us and earnestly listened for further divine guidance and wisdom. And at the same time, humbly rejoicing in the healing power of life already experienced by our son. All of a sudden, the emergency crew received another call that they had to answer, and they left the scene, and we were free to care for our son in the best way we felt possible, and that was through continued prayer and Christian Science. We called a Christian Science nurse to come over from the mainland, and she stayed with us the night. During the night, our son regained consciousness and had no after effects at all. None of the predictions came to pass. He was active and continued on doing all of our planned activities. There was never any after effects from this incident at all. He continued to excel in his academics and also in sports and running. We continued our vacation with immense gratitude, rejoicing in the resurrection of thought and the proof our son had experienced of the omnipotent and ever-present law of life, the law of life that the resurrection so clearly exemplifies, and which is ever-present and embracing, even at this moment, all mankind.
That was Janet Clements of Wilmette, Illinois.